Don't scream. All right, what did you want to say?
Today's show contains answering people's questions.
Oh, that's very cute. Clever. All right.
So that's our testing.
We're good to go. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special episode of Cryptid. Did you just get hot cocoa all over me? Can you get a napkin, please? Ay, ay, ay.
I'll do it on the right hand.
Yeah, well, try not to spill it, just in general.
How bad are we looking?
It's on my sleeve, and like, Daddy can edit it out.
Do over!
Hello, and welcome to this special episode of Cryptid Catalog, where we answer some questions.
Cryptid Catalog Radio!
Okay, so before we start answering questions, I did want to say that we only had a few question submissions from actual listeners. So I peppered in some questions that I thought that you would like to answer. So maybe if our listeners could give us a better way to reach out and get questions so that next time we have more questions from listeners,
in
that would be...
In 2023.
In 2023, that would be great. So without further ado, though, here is our questions.
Drum roll, please.
Before we start, I did want to say someone with the username BookMeese, and I could be saying that wrong, Meese, BookMeese, anyway, said, not a question, but thanks, Killian. My girls always want to watch the shows he talks about. Scooby-Doo, Nessie. Oh, they liked it. Your suggestion. And it says, big love from Wales, UK. So that's in Europe.
Nice.
Yeah. So big love. All right. So now you ready for the actual questions? I have a piece of paper here with the questions.
Okay.
The first question comes from someone near and dear to the show, your own daddy.
Okay.
Who asked, why are you so harsh on the titles of the stories?
So, why we make these so harsh is because we're like kind of like giving out some of the things.
No. Daddy's asking you, why you are so mean about the titles that he comes up with for the stories.
Oh, sorry. they're like not as scary to me.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I wanted to make all the titles scary.
Because, gotcha.
Well, it's a scary podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Daddy, you know that vibe?
Yeah, I get that vibe. Daddy would also know what your favorite story that you've heard on the show, like the stories that he writes. What's your favorite one?
I would say the fairy one, where we did the fair folk one.
Oh, that one was good.
That one was good.
I liked the Bloody Mary one because it freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, I also loved that one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, I like getting scared.
Yeah. So, and then, okay, so the next question comes from _Ella.Stewart, who asked, what's your favorite cryptid?
My favorite cryptid, like in general.
In general, yes.
Is I would say Nessie.
Yeah.
And Bigfoot.
Okay.
I would say Nessie and Bigfoot.
You know what? Say the staples.
Nessie and Bigfoot are my favorites. I love them.
Mommy's. Do you remember what mommy's favorite is?
Mothman.
Yep. Okay. So now these are questions that mommy thought you would just like to answer. Okay. What would you do if you ever saw a cryptid in real life?
Well, I would like take 100 pictures and then run away.
You know what? I think that's the right answer.
Exactly.
If I ever saw it, for me, it would depend on what cryptid it is. Because if I saw Nessie, I don't think I'd be scared at all.
Me neither.
I would think he was cool. But if I saw, I'm trying to think of another one. Like, I don't know.
The frog man.
No, I don't think I'd be afraid of the Loveland Frogman either.
He has love in it.
Yeah, no, that's not why, but he was pretty harmless. But like if I saw, like the Pukwudgie. If I saw him in real life, I don't know that I would stick around. I think I'd kind of keep going.
Depends if it was Bigfoot or Nessie.
Right.
I would be not scared.
Right.
No skitty.
Okay.
And if I saw like the Pukwudgie, I would be like,
yeah.
Bye bye, Pukwudgie.
Bye bye, Pukwudgie.
Not give me a wetchie, please.
That is not what it does. Why do you love cryptids, monsters, and scary stuff so much?
Well, it was just, I just like it in my, I was just born like that. I loved scary stuff. I would plead my mom and dad for what making me watch a horror movie.
That is not incorrect, because you were watching Scooby-Doo from the time you were like, I would say you were under a year old. Yeah. You were watching Scooby-Doo and you've loved Halloween from like the very beginning. And then that
Halloween from Michael Myers Halloween?
No, like the Halloween, like the holiday. Halloween was your favorite always.
Like, and Christmas.
You know what your Aunt Katie reminded me of?
Yes.
Do you know what your Aunt Katie reminded me of?
What?
That one of your first words was boo. And I forgot about that. That you were saying boo when you were super little.
So I knew this my whole life?
You did. You've been pretty creepy your whole life. It's you know what? It's fair. Because mommy and daddy like creepy stuff. So it's only fair.
If we had a basement, I would sleep in there every night. If there was a basement.
You are afraid of the dark, though, so I don't know that you would.
I would have a nightlight.
Oh, okay.
But I could discover monsters in the basement.
Fair. All right. What are some cryptids you think that we should cover in the future? Like some cryptids we haven't done on the show yet that you think we should cover.
I think we should do... Well... I'm thinking about Beetlejuice.
He's not a cryptid.
But at least
he's a fictional character.
But Beetlejuice is scary at least.
Yes. No, but he does. Thanks. He doesn't fit the criteria is what I'm saying. So think of a cryptid. I mean, you've got books full of cryptids. Think of one we haven't covered yet. I know one we haven't covered yet.
Which one?
Unless mommy's memory is so bad that we have covered it and I forgot. The Chupacabra.
We done that one.
We did that one?
It was like our third one. I knew it.
Mommy's memory is so bad.
Then how did your son end up with the
I don't know. Awesomest your memory? Dad has a good memory, too.
What did you say, buddy?
He said, then how does your son end up with the awesomest memory? You and your dad. Daddy remembers everything, too. Mommy only remembers when people have wronged me. Okay. All right, so let's see. What's another cryptid we haven't done?
We haven't done.
Watch your foot. We haven't done. Man, I feel like we've done
the Grinch. All... The Grinch.
The Grinch is not okay. It's not real. I mean, yes. Okay. The Grinch. I said sure. Fine. We've not done trolls.
Trolls
is a good one, and things like that.
How we haven't done goblins.
You're right, we haven't done goblins. What a good idea.
We haven't done
the Yeti yet, but we will soon. Hint, hint.
We haven't done the Rise of the Evil Pumpkins.
Sure. What is that from?
Never mind.
Okay.
That is just a bunch of a malarkey.
Okay. What is your favorite cryptid or spooky movie?
So my favorite spooky movie is, well, for the kids, I would say, Nightmare Before Christmas, but...
That is a good one.
If I would choose...
Uh-huh.
Like, that was just for the kids and, like,
kids. Oh, okay.
But my favorite is It.
You have never... Okay, go ahead.
And Halloween.
Okay. You can't suggest movies you've never seen. Especially considering we put It on and you didn't make it 3 minutes into the movie. Think of movies you have seen. What about Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice,
you
exactly.
You do love Beetlejuice.
So Beetlejuice is my favorite horror movie.
Well, and then there's some movies, but like you could like some movies with cryptids in it. Is Scooby-Doo in Mexico has the Chupacabra in it?
And and Scooby-Doo and the Loch Ness Monster.
Which we've already talked about, but yes, it has Loch Ness Monster. Let's see. What's some other ones? You liked that movie, the Bigfoot movie. Smallfoot. What's that? Smallfoot.
Smallfoot, yes.
You liked Smallfoot, and you liked the other Bigfoot movie.
There's also this episode I haven't seen of Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated you told me there's a Krampus episode.
And I haven't seen it, but I think it's going to be really good since I love Krampus.
They have a couple of cryptids in the Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated. Mm-hmm. These are some good suggestions,
everyone.
They also
have cat people in them.
That is true.
We should do... And so going back to another episode, we can do cat people.
We can look into that.
Okay, copy. Cat people it is. Mystery closed.
Killian also very much so likes watching Expedition Unknown.
It's called Monstrum.
Oh, no, I know. I was talking about... it's called Expedition Unknown, isn't it? Yeah, I was going to say, why am I having a complete blank? No, I was talking about the Josh Gates show that we watch all the time.
Also, Mysteries at the Museum.
Mysteries at the Museum. These are both Travel Channel shows.
Yeah.
And they're both very good. And I'd say they're fairly age appropriate.
Yeah.
He watches them with me.
Also, Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures is not always age appropriate, but you do watch it.
With mommy,
yes. All right. So what is your favorite cryptid/spooky book? These questions mommy mainly put in so that you can give suggestions to our listeners. So what are some cryptid or spooky books you read? Oh, we read that book, How to Make Friends with a Ghost. Is that what it was called? Mm-hmm. That was a really good book. Mm-hmm. That was very cute.
It's a sweet book.
It's a very sweet book.
They even died together at the end.
They did die together at the end. They did.
I'm done with my hot cocoa.
Oh, great. So we've got that book. If you've got little listeners, like much younger listeners, Hazy Dell Publishers comes out with, has these little like cryptid books, which is how Killian got into cryptids, was these little board books. There was like Hush Now Banshee, Get Dressed Sasquatch, Monster ABCs, which was the inspiration for redoing his room. And what was the other one? There's a fourth one. Oh, Goodnight Krampus.
Goodnight Krampus.
Which was Killian's favorite.
Don't Eat Me Chupacabra.
You're right. It is five books. Don't Eat Me Chupacabra, which is in English and Spanish, which was very good.
Yes.
So those are good ones. What are some other good ones? Killian loves a good creepy book. Yes. The Krampus stories that Krampus brings you for Christmas. Do you remember those?
Yes.
The author's name is Killian Wolfe, I believe. I know the first name is Killian. I know her first name's Killian, but she writes Krampus books, and Killian gets Krampus books every year from Krampus.
Killian Wolf wrote them.
Right. Those are good ones. What are some other good creepy ones you like?
Good Frights, that book.
Good Frights, what are you talking about?
Remember that book?
Nope, don't know what you're talking about.
That book you got me...
The Turner Classic, the one with all the scary movies.
Classic Frights.
Killian really likes a good coffee table book with like about horror movies. I would suggest them to little readers, but I would say that some of it might need to be edited by parent reading. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, he just got one for Christmas from, it was Turner Classic Movies. They're called coffee table books because they're nice and big and have lots of pictures.
Uh-huh.
That's just like the name of those types of books.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think that's it. You've got a lot of creepy books, but that's all I'm getting off the top of my head.
Okay, so next question.
That's it. That was the last question I had.
Okay.
Do you have any questions you want to ask mommy?
No.
Okay, is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners who have been listening to your show each and every single week. Well, every other week, but still. Would you like to say anything to them for listening?
Thank you for listening. See you in 23.
Okay.
2023.
Perfect. And then mommy will say, thank you for listening. Thank you to the parents.
Have a merry, merry Christmas.
And happy holidays, because not everyone celebrates Christmas, and we should make sure we say happy holidays to everyone, right?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't know what that was, but okay. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, parents, for playing this show for your kids. And thank you for those who submitted questions.
Okay.
And have a great holiday season, and we will see you at the very, very, very beginning of 2023 with our first episode that will come out on the 2nd of January. And spoiler alert.
Okay.
It's the Yeti. And it's a listener suggestion.
Nice.
Nice. Thank you guys, and have an amazing holiday season, and we will see you next time. And remember,
the cryptids are watching. Bye.
Bye.